You are listening to the Not So Weird podcast. I'm Adam.
And I'm Kata.
We are a father and daughter team that has decided to reconnect. We provide our listeners an opportunity to have a unique human experience. We hope that's not too weird for you. In fact, we hope this podcast will be an entertaining and fun to listen to adventure for you to get to know us better.
And we are just here to have a good time and be transparent about the things that make us weird in hopes of reaching you guys on a deep level and to spend more time with each other.
And there's nothing better than that, in my eyes, quite frankly. It's the best time of the week. We feel it's important to provide an opportunity not only to reconnect with each other, but also to provide a safe place for others to feel comfortable, welcomed, and accepted in a world that for many may feel increasingly weirder by the minute. We're here to share with you that with love and understanding, it's not so weird after all.
Yeah, when we're comfortable in our own weirdness, other people can be comfortable in theirs. And being unique and weird is what people love about you. And it's what makes you, you.
And you too.
And you too.
So we're here on our second episode. Congratulations, Kata. We made it.
We did.
Recording number two. And we have a lot of people to thank. Shout outs right at the beginning go to Chris and Keely, Uncle Geraldo, Gerald and Cassidy and Alex and Merrill.
Oh, gosh. Well, I think you just said them all. Those were all the people who recorded.
That's all my listeners.
We have six listeners so far.
Yeah, we have definitely more than six listeners. We have seven. And for the seventh, you listening, thank you so much. And if we forgot you, we're sorry. So moving ahead, how was your week? Was it good? Were you busy this week?
Yeah, I was really busy this week. I felt like a beach ball that didn't really touch the ground, but it was all with really good stuff. I started yoga teacher training.
Congratulations. That's awesome. You're going to become yoga teacher.
Yeah, a little yogi.
Oh, that's cool. I can totally see that.
So it's been really fun. It's been very cool to see the behind the scenes of everything. Like, I've been taking yoga classes for years, but never knew the why behind a lot of the things that they do. So it's so familiar and so different at the same time.
Well, I have to imagine you are so busy that you need to be flexible in your schedule. Oh, that's a bad dad joke. Get it, yoga.
You have effects on here, right?
Yeah, I have them hidden, but no. You're making that work. You have your normal life, your normal job, and then with your free time, you are taking the time to learn and get certified in a way to be an official yoga teacher. That is awesome. I'm so
thanks. And you did something pretty cool this weekend, too.
Yeah, I was super busy. I did work. And while I was working, I was also attending a virtual conference. I don't know if you've ever experienced one of these, but that's basically a conference online. It's a lot of Zoom. And I was spending my afternoon and evenings in Zooms for the last 3 days. So it was Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And it was solid. There were 30 speakers plus brainstorming sessions and networking sessions. And it was really powerful. I was really amazed. It was called Expanding Your Reach 2022, and it was put on by the live streaming pros, namely Luria Petrucci. You may know her, you may not know her. She's been a streamer, has been doing tech stuff for forever, for probably more than 15 years. She's been out there and she's a real leader in the community. And she put this conference together. It was fantastic. It was a great experience. And in my profession, I work on a conference team. So I know what it's like to put together conferences. The difference was that this was not pre-recorded. This was entirely live Zoom. And when things are live, anything can happen. And the technology at times was a challenge. Like, there'd be delays or there'd be audio would go out of sync, but the content was so good. And there was such a buzz or an energy amongst the people that were in there because they had the chat room going. We had a Discord server, which is kind of like Facebook without the ads, where you can leave comments and threaded comments and stuff like that. It was so powerful that I was amazed how quickly a community actually formed. And now I have new contacts and new direction on what to do and where to go. And I can share with you some of that. And I'll definitely share some pictures on the website, notsoweird.com. You can see what it was like. But it was just very impressive and crazy and magical. It was magical. Yeah, so we had an all-star speaker roster, including social media rock stars and YouTube rock stars like Amy Porterfield, Daryl Leaves, Pat Flynn, Renee Ritchie. You may not know who those folks are, but if anybody who's listening is into streaming or getting guidance or tech, like This Week in Tech, there were also some people I had never heard of before that had such a strong impression on me, especially folks who were just rocking it with TikTok and Instagram and email lists and all that kind of stuff, like Nikki Saunders, Nika Stewart, Molly Mahoney, and Thomas Frank. Amazing people. I'm just so glad I had an opportunity to be on a Zoom call with them. And what's so cool about Zoom is, how cool is Zoom? It can be cool because you have access. You're actually in a real-time virtual space. So you can ask someone a question or you feel connected to them, just like I feel connected to you, Kata, in this recording, even though we're not sitting in the same, is actually being recorded thousands of miles apart from each other. But through the wonders of technology, we feel right next to each other, and that's super cool, right? Mm-hmm. So the cool thing about this event is it was structured in a very good way. So each day had a theme, and the first day theme was discover. So that's discovering what's out there, discovering what you're all about, discovering what your audience is about. Just discovery was the theme. And the second day was develop. So you're developing the material, developing your ideas. And then the third day was deliver. So 3 Ds, discover, develop, deliver. Makes a lot of sense. So now that you've seen what's out there and you've developed your plan, now you got to do it. And you end up in this situation where you have your key takeaways and the actions that you come from those takeaways. And I'm going to be doing their 90-day sprint where I'm actually going to get coaching and a group that's going to assist me in what my future actions are around all the stuff that we're doing, which is super cool. And it gave me an opportunity to get a really clear picture of where I want to go this year with all of the stuff that I talked about on the last episode and now. But maybe would it be okay if I share with you my big takeaways from the week?
Yeah, of course. I would love to hear them.
Okay. So my big takeaways, I have 4 of them here, though each one is probably could be a whole show in itself. And maybe we'll come back and revisit some of these ideas. And I've been sharing some of these things on TikTok and Instagram. If you follow me, you know, I've been talking about this stuff and on the Facebooks. But my first big takeaway was on the first day in Discover that you really need to embrace your imperfections and be who you are. The folks who do the best, who are the most interesting, are the ones that are the most human, the most relatable. And sometimes you have to get out of your way to get started. You get paralyzed, paralysis by analysis. The right solution, the right audience, the right opportunities. Yes. Just get started. Just get started.
It is amazing how often we get in our own way.
And your first 100 of anything are going to stink. So we're sorry you're listening to the second podcast. It's going to be really like cringy, bad, but we're going to get better. Like 100 episodes from now. Oh my God.
And you know, you never get to that 100th episode if you don't have the episode 2. That kind of sucks.
Right. You have to get up the ladder. That's right. So embrace your imperfections and get started. Do it anyway. Be human. And that authenticity is actually will play to your advantage. And that was just one takeaway, right? And that was like in the first couple hours. I'm like, oh my God, this is such a great conference. The second one was understanding your audience, who you're talking to, and that you serve them. That rather than worrying about tricks and techniques to trick the algorithms so you get more better placement, maybe with keywords and hashtags and all that kind of stuff, just make great content. And in fact, this idea, which totally blew my mind, but is totally true for me, that consistency will get you further than quality. People are like, what? Mm. Consistency will get you further than quality. And I'll tell you why. And people are like, no, that can't be right. You know, you just say, no, it's quality over quantity. No, it's actually consistency over quality, because you will get better with consistency. If you keep showing up doing it each time you do it, you get better and better and better.
Wow.
You know, and so if you focus on consistency, quality will come along. If you keep doing it, you keep doing it, and your audience will grow. So rather than thinking that your audience will come when the algorithm says hello to you, which can happen, the reality is that the algorithm will follow the audience. And the way you get an audience is by serving the audience and understanding who's listening to you and giving them what they like. So we have to figure out a way to find out what folks like. So This is your opportunity to reach out to us, whether you know us through Facebook or Instagram, or you listen to us through podcast app. You can reach out to me at adam@notsoweird.com or on the socials. Just leave us comments and we'll take them down, maybe starting the next episode. We do have a few comments, but we'll definitely bring them into the show and share it. You'll become part of the show and you can help drive what we talk about. If there's something that you like, we want to serve you. We want to serve you to continue this conversation that you need to stand in. Into your unique self. And that's a good thing. So we want to hear how weird you are. Let us know. What's weird to you? What's weird about you? That's what we want to know about. And then the next one was to lean into one thing at a time. You can't say everything at once. You got to pick and choose your stories. And I'm the worst. I try to tell you everything about everything. I dad-splain everything. And I apologize for over-explaining. That's just a real weakness of mine.
I don't think that's a weakness. I like it.
But not everybody else does. That's because you're my daughter.
I really like to listen. And I feel like I always know exactly where you're coming from.
We're connected, though. You're very kind. One has that much time.
But I also see what you're saying. I think that one of my friends says this, and I love it. She says that don't water what you're saying down. The more you explain, the more you water it down. So just be really intentional about what you say. Or in this case, lean into a topic. Maybe we'll just explore this one topic today.
That's right. It all boils down to three words. Keep it simple. Keep it simple. Mm. And hopefully the format of the show stays simple and we can lean in. But lean into one thing at a time. And that has a direct effect on my 90-day action plan that I'm going to talk about as I wrap this up. And then the last thing as the takeaway, now there were many things, but these were four that were really powerful to me, was that organization is your ally, that I need to do some work in finding a scheduling tool or building up a topic list, batch recording sessions. So I'm not building it or inventing it every time that I create something new. That the more you can organize, and I am a planner, I'm an organizer, that's what I do. It really is true that most of the folks that make it look so simple, there's a lot of organization that goes on in the background. You have this wonderful business of your own and you make it look so simple, but I know you're doing all kinds of stuff in the background making that business possible. And it's not like you just turn the lights on and open the door and people walk in and everybody's happy. That organization is not your enemy, it's your friend. So those were the things that I took away. My verdict is, would I go again? Absolutely. It was great. I know that I look forward to going again. Maybe you can attend with me as the show's going to be so much bigger by the time we get there. So I know that was a lot to unpack and there's a lot in there, but definitely expanding your reach 2022. If you're interested, let me know, because 2023 is just going to be all that much better. Are you interested in my 90-day action plan? What I ended up with? What my decision is, where I'm putting the flag in the ground? What's going to happen over the next 3 months?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So I thought a lot about it. And there's a lot of things that I like to do. And, you know, as I said, try to keep it simple. We talked about this one thing, the power of one, or the five ones. Pick one platform, one idea, and one problem, and find one solution and help one person with one strategy. Really focus in. And so what I've decided is that I'm going to lean all of my efforts over the next 3 months, mostly leaning into this podcast and servicing our audience, really making sure that every show that we produce is a must listen experience for our fans, and growing our fans, which really means our friends and our family, because that's who's listening right now. But folks who start listening to us will become our friends and our family. So the next 3 months, I'm going to be focusing a lot over how to get this show even more established out there. We don't have to do anything more regarding production. What we're doing is fine. But how can we make sure that the show is listed properly, that our website is set up, that there's maybe a Discord or a chat room or some way for our fans to contact us, that everything is in place. You know, this is not a business. What we're trying to do is to amplify the message so more people know that there's a safe place for them to kind of lean into their uniqueness. And then we can start looking for guests. So I have to figure out, okay, well, how are we going to schedule guests? We're going to find the guests. So my plan is that the show that we'll have 90 days from now, in 3 months, will almost be unrecognizable to the show that we have now. Maybe it'll be similar in its tone, but there'll be a website. It'll be more established. Right now, we're just in the early days figuring our way, but we'll be more ready. And then the audiences will come. They will, because I think what you and I hear is really special. So are you with me?
Am I with you?
Yeah.
Is that yeah. Right? Yeah, absolutely. I didn't know whether you were addressing me or the audience or both.
Yeah, both. Yeah, all everyone. So that was it. That was the conference. And it's really exciting. I'm going to start working on all this stuff and sharing with you the progress that we're having as we go. And I'll be talking about how I'm building the podcast and how all the different techniques and what we're doing on social media. So, you know, when I'm making my reels and my Instagram posts and things on Facebook and all the stuff, TikTok that I like to do, those little videos that I make, I'm going to be talking about how I'm leaning into really promoting and building the show, because I think this is something special. The first show was so good. We just want lots more, right? So we want to make sure that we have a platform for people to go to should they want to lean in and have fun and have a place available for them to be great. And I think, I don't know, have you ever used Discord? Do you know what a Discord server
is? Yeah, I've used Discord before. I've used it mainly in like gaming settings, but I'm sure it has other applications as well.
Oh, absolutely. So we had a Discord for the conference, and that was amazing, a way to leave chats. It was like getting Facebook without Facebook. So we'll definitely set up a Discord server for our show, and that will be the best place to leave us a comment. It's not there yet. There's no Discord server yet. So if you don't know what Discord is, check it out. It's really cool. It's a great way to leave comments. It's kind of threaded conversations. You can even do live broadcasts from Discord, but definitely Discord is going to be part of what we have to deliver the show and really get engagement and interaction with those who listen to the show. And that'll be great. So when the show's not going on, we can still engage with the audience through Discord and not having to weed through all this other stuff that's there. And I think that'll really serve us well. But early days, we're just getting started.
Yeah.
I'm going to be plotting that whole thing out over the next 3 months. And in 3 months, it's just going to be a wonderland of weird. And it should be. You can have a whole like gallery of the weird. That'll be really fun.
All the wonders.
Yeah. So what's up with you? I just kind of stole 20 minutes to talk about the conference. It was in my future direction.
No, it's all good. I think I was just enjoying listening because I've been in yoga teacher training all weekend. And it's interesting because like I know the studio that I'm doing the training at, and I know the owners very well, and they're like my friends. And it's interesting to have to put yourself back in like a student position where you're like, oh my God, I want to talk to you guys about this right now. Or you just brought up a topic that sparks so much conversation in me, but it's not the place to do that. It's the place to really be in like student mode. So it's definitely like a switch you flip. And yeah, I think that's why I was just listening, because I might still be in student mode after this weekend. Yeah, no, it's super interesting hearing about what you've been working on and kind of your ideas of the structure for the show. And I think a lot of that advice that you got is very applicable to other areas of life, like not just planning a podcast, or I think it's really applicable to just
any project.
General. Yeah, any project. General,
any kind of project. It doesn't have to be a business project or a show, right? Or a YouTube thing. It could be for anything. Yeah.
I love
where you are.
Yeah. Start where you are. Embrace your imperfections. Be human. Get out of your own way. Take pee breaks. Those are all like really good life lessons.
Yeah, it was really interesting. There's like two sides to it. One side of it was all about how you should just get started and do it anyway. But then on the develop side, it was like, yeah, but organization is your friend and understanding your audience. And like, you can't just talk about anything. You right? can't tell all your stories. You got to tell the one that's going to resonate the most with your audience.
Yeah. It's like about finding the balance.
Finding that sweet spot. Yeah. Balance is what it's all about. But consistency also, like you just keep doing it and keep doing it and keep doing it. And it gets so much better. Remember the first time you learned how to play the ukulele and then like the 100th time you played that song? It's completely different, right? It's unlistenable, you know, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, wow. And that takes dedication. And even when it seems nobody's out there or nothing's happening, that's the time where you really have to lean in and just keep showing up, keep showing up. And then all of a sudden, this is with me, I study Spanish, right? And I was studying and studying, studying. It was so frustrating, so frustrating, so frustrating. Then one day it kind of clicked and now I'm able to speak fairly fluently because you just keep doing it, just keep doing it. I still make mistakes all the time, but I have enough words to kind of speak around stuff and use my hands when I don't know the word, or I'll say the sentence and then the word I don't know, and then the person who speaks Spanish will fill it in. I'm like, yeah, that.
You just kind of flail around until they give you the word.
Yeah, and it's amazing, but I learned so quickly to speak that way. It's almost having courage, right? And another thing that was said that was so powerful, somebody got on and they said, don't let the gifts that you have be ungiven. Right? Mm-hmm. Don't let the gifts that you have for the world be ungiven. That's just such a tragedy, right?
Yeah.
So many gifts in this lifetime to give to the world. The world needs your gifts. So take the time to get them ready, to wrap them and deliver them to those who really need them.
Yeah.
That was such a powerful idea. So, and that's really why we're doing the show. It's because you're so damn gifted, girl.
You're gifted too. Obviously. No, I feel like we both have a lot to say.
Yeah.
Like
we both. A lot to share. Yeah.
A lot to say and a lot to share.
Yeah.
Yeah. I heard something today that kind of is along those lines as well. It was, no one else is going to tell your story. Only you can tell your story.
I love that.
So you should. Nobody's going to do it for you. And I was like, wow, that's really something. Because, yeah, sometimes we get scared or timid or nervous or whatever the underlying feelings are. But, like, people do want to know what you have to share with the world. So
unless you're really famous, then you can hire a biographer.
Yeah.
To tell your story. But then that's your story through someone else's eyes. The story that you have to tell. Only you can tell that story, or the way you tell that story. That can only be told by you. That's like a cover band. I love going to see a really good cover band because it connects me to the music that I love and I enjoy it. And it's great. I'm so happy and proud of the band for stepping into the band that I love. If you went and saw a Radiohead cover band, and I know you love Radiohead, right? So I would love that, but it's not like going to see Radiohead. You know, the actual band, Tom York or anything like that. It's just not the same. It's close and it's great, but it's like you have a story, your story told by you. The voice of you is so important in that story. That's the resonant thing. Another thing I heard too, there was a voice coach on one of the sessions and she said something that was really interesting, that more information than you can ever imagine is communicated about who you are in your voice before you even say the word. In the first milliseconds of the sound, like you haven't even finished your first word. It's like ringing a bell, that sends a signal and that the other person on the other end, the receiving end, can immediately tell what kind of person you are.
Like, for example, if I talk like this, you'd be like, oh, my God.
I would feel like I'd have to file my paperwork.
Exactly. From Monsters, Inc.
Mike Wazowski. Did you file your paperwork?
Your lunch is here.
Right. So, but if I just go, you just get it. Like, right, the sound of your voice is so important. So, you know, she was talking about it's important to learn how to speak because you're actually communicating a message even before the words are being understood by the brain. The other person, the receivers, you know, immediately when you're looking at YouTube or TikTok or Instagram, when someone's like, they open their mouth, you're like, nope.
Nope. Interesting.
Not for me. Like, and you, it's just the sound or like music. Usually you can tell in the first few notes, you don't even know what the song is. That's not for me. That's not for me.
Yeah. It's just a certain mood or vibe or energy. Just, I totally know what you're talking about.
Yeah. It's like a snapshot. You know, your brain in an instant can just make a quick read and that's milliseconds, not even a full second. So that's an interesting observation. So we hope, whoever's listening to us, that you like the sounds of our voices because we're not saying very much.
Yeah, there's so many nonverbal cues too that will tell somebody who you are. Like, I'm just thinking of like my clients who come in to the studio. For anybody listening that doesn't know me personally, I'm a massage therapist. And there are so many little things that tell me about who a person is. And whether they take off their shoes immediately after entering the studio, or how they fold their clothes on the bench, or even like what they say, what they notice. There really is a lot to making an impression. But also, I was thinking, I feel like people appreciate so much more about you than you even know that you're communicating. People really love like the little tiny things you do. I'm always surprised when somebody points that out about me. They're like, I like that you do this. And I'm like, what? I'm trying to think of a little thing that you do, Dad, that you probably don't know that you do.
Well, you signal with your whole presence, right? You signal with your whole presence. Maybe I talk with my eyebrows, right? I use my eyebrows because, you know, that's the only hair I have on my head, right? So I have to use it. Or signaling with your eyes, right?
Uh-huh.
I was in a Spanish class, and one of the specialty classes was about how Spaniards, especially in South America too, even in Mexico, in Latin America as well, there's a lot of language that's performed without words. Like in Spain, they point with their mouth. Like yeah, if they don't want to say anything, point with your mouth. Yeah, they like purse their lips and like over there, and it looks like a kiss, but it's not. It's like this one, or they use their mouth to point, which is strange because we don't do that, right? Or another one that was really interesting was like a gesture to say that some place is crowded. Should we stay here, or is it too crowded? And I never saw this before, but this is really a popular gesture in Spain. Is you take your fingers up, like you're holding fingers in the air, and you put them together, like you're pinching, almost like all scissors. And that means, oh, this place is too crowded. And the idea is that all the fingers are squeezing together, like there's too many people next to each other. Like, oh, it's a crowded place. And I've never seen this gesture, but apparently in Spain, that's what they use, this one, right? Or like the fingers, right? When you go snip, snip, like a scissor, like cut it, cut it, cut it. Or like the slice under the neck to say, shh, 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 no, no, no. And you do a little slice, like cut, like, no, don't say anything, right? So there's a lot of communication that happens through our hands and through our face or through our bodies communicating in ways, or the way you stand, right? Your posture, right? Whether you're open or you have your arms crossed, that generally we don't think about. And unfortunately, because we've been so separated through the situations that are happening, we got to work with Zoom. We got to work with the webcam.
Yeah.
You got to work with the webcam. And, you know, that becomes a challenge in itself.
I've heard some funny stories that have come out of Zoom, though. One of my favorite things that comes immediately to mind is one of my friends, Manny. He made it like this thing where he would just like add more houseplants into the frame every time they had a video call. So like eventually he just looked like he was in a jungle with like palm fronds in his face. And he wanted to see how long he could keep adding plants without anybody noticing.
So there's one, and then there's two, and then you barely see him. He's just like, yeah, oh, I'm in here somewhere.
Of course, I'm like taking it a step further, and I'm like, oh my God, you should totally like just have weird things going on in the background of your Zoom calls like all the time, but just don't acknowledge it. Like just look straight in the camera, continue the meeting, but like in the background, there's like model running on a treadmill or something. Like that would be so good. So yeah, I've been loving the weird awkwardness that's been coming out of Zoom too. I do think there's something to appreciate about it.
Yeah, I think what's fun about Zoom is that you can do the automatic green screen. Like, so you can change your background into another environment, and it's never really very good. So half your head is getting lost, or it's just low budget, but there's something charming about the kind of low end.
It is a little kitschy, isn't it?
Yeah, and I've seen some pretty interesting backgrounds. Even at work, you know, we have people doing lots of like Japanese anime or cool scenes and things like that. It shows a lot about their personalities, you know, what they put behind them. Maybe it's their dog or a big sunflower or something like that.
Or maybe they just want to turn their face into a potato. They feel the most confident that way. That's cool too.
They have the ones that, right, do the transformation, or they put sunglasses on you or sparkles or stuff like that, all the filters.
Uh-huh.
It's only the beginning. Yeah, at our conference, somebody showed up and her face turned into a cat, you know, and it was really bizarre. And then, you know, she kept on changing. It was, I found it to be a little distracting, a little
did she mean to
gimmicky.
Do it?
Yeah, well, she did, because she was at the end of the day. She was one of the last sessions and people were like so overloaded with information that she had to do some goofy stuff just to like break the ice and, you know, get people to laugh a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's, you know, necessary at the end of the day.
Right.
You need a shot in the arm to really get going again. So you do some goofy stuff.
On the 10th presenter.
At events, they have you stand up or shake your hands or say hi to your neighbor or get out of your seat. Do something to kind of wake you up and raise the energy. Whereas when you're just sitting. And so here's the thing I want to talk about too. The greatest takeaway of all from the conference was that I could not take another minute on the wooden bench I have been sitting on for the last 8 years.
Your butt was numb.
For those, you know which bench I'm talking about. I had the long wooden bench that used to be in our house.
Uh-huh.
And around the table. That's what I sit on when I work. It's almost like a bench you would sit on if you were sitting on a bench for a judge or like in a detention
it
room.
It does remind me of that.
Yeah, it's that kind of bench. And that's the bench I sat on because you'd have to sit up straight on it, right? And I've been sitting on that for the last 8 years when I've been podcasting and working and streaming, whatever. And I just said, I've had enough. Half of my butt cheek fell asleep and I couldn't wake it up. So I went out and I bought a new chair. Even while I was still in the conference, I'm like, I'm buying a new chair. So I'm sitting in my new chair.
Nice.
It's just a normal, like on wheels, not super expensive, but not cheap either. Kind of a middle of the left. And it turns and it's just, oh my God, office chairs. They're so nice.
I'm like, so proud of you.
Forever. Yeah. So now I'm sitting in an ergonomically correct chair. So
honestly.
That's the other big takeaway.
I know people are like, oh, those purchases are boring, or you know you're an adult when you get excited about these things. But like, I got a new vacuum the other day.
And oh, yeah, cool.
I'm vacuuming every day now just because I want an excuse to use it.
That sucks.
No, it's... Oh, I get what you're saying. I was going to say, it doesn't suck. It's so great.
It does.
Like, it's a dad joke. But
that's explaining things. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like it is so exciting finding a better system for your house where you're like, this works better than what I was doing previously.
So did you get a robot vacuum or like a regular normal vacuum?
This is the stuff that people want to know right here. They want to know what kind of vacuum I have.
Yeah. Because I have a Roomba. We used to use it, but we don't use it anymore.
I don't use my Roomba anymore. Got a cordless vacuum. I feel like mm-hmm. I'm living in the year 3000 because I don't have to like wrestle with the cord or anything. I feel like if this was like an infomercial, I'd be like one of those people fumbling with stuff with like the giant X over them. I just really hated the cord aspect. So I balled out on a new vacuum and it's making my life great. So I feel like I can kind of like relate to you on the chair front. It might seem small, but if you revel in that, that's an awesome feeling.
Welcome to the year 3000. We have wireless vacuums for each person.
That's as far as we've evolved. Ooh. We just have better vacuums.
Would you like a vacuum? They suck. Our vacuums suck.
Ha ha ha.
Why do we think, yeah, in the future, everyone is going to be monotone? Future.
We lose all voice inflection. It's going to be really boring. Podcasts, man, they're really going to take a downward turn. They're just not going to be very engaging anymore.
Do you mean podcasts?
Does everybody sing like that too?
Yes. Yeah, there'll only be one. Yes, we can't afford to have different notes. Only one. Yeah, keyboards. A piano will just be one note. Ding, 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 ding. That's like the kid that wants to annoy you. You know, I remember even you guys used to do that when we had the piano in the house. You would hit the highest note.
Oh, I'm sure that sounded great.
Yeah, and then the lowest one. You let it ring, right?
You were all for the dramatics.
Or just the black keys, because they all sound good when you play them together.
Right? So, I know.
That was kind of cool. We obviously, we know how to play piano, so I'm not. Man. So, yeah. So I'm sorry for anyone who's listening who knows that. You'll have to teach us. So what else? What else is on your list for this week as we push forward on the show?
I had a couple things pop into my head to talk about on the show this week, but yoga teacher training has really been on the top of my mind lately. And just it's amazing how many crossovers there are in that training to what we're talking about here. Because what I noticed right away when I started the training is that there's really this emphasis on appreciating people's strengths and also recognizing our differences. So, for instance, our whole group, we're all very different kinds of people, but we all have something to offer. And that's really respected in this group. And there's been like a couple times where like I am called upon for my unique background in this. And then we're all just getting to know each other. And it's cool what happens when people don't feel judged. You just really feel people taking their walls down and they're really not afraid to like be seen for who they are. Yeah, it's just really cool to have that experience, you know, with other people. And of course, really nice to have the connectedness. So yeah, it just reminded me of kind of what we're talking about here on the show, just being yourself and talking about things that you might not think other people would be into, but then you're surprised when you're like, oh, they're super into it.
What I found interesting about yoga is that there is a pure form. There is a pure form. There's a pure instruction as to this is what it is. This is how the form works. This is how the body moves. This is what we're expecting you to do. And understanding all of that, how it all works, right? There's like a pure model of movement that you're practicing and also breathing. It's more than just the movement. It's the whole thing together, but there's a pure model. Like an example. And then you have everyone else and everyone has different bodies,
yes.
They have different ages, different sizes, different backgrounds, different abilities, different flexibility. And then we trying to map ourselves around that. So what's easy for you might not be easy for another person. And it's the same way in teaching.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has to play to their strengths. So it must be interesting because I've been to a few yoga classes in my life. Not that I do it that often, but I've had the same moves teach to me in very different ways, but it's still the same move. Like the move down dog is down dog, mm-hmm. right? And it is what it is.
It's going to look different from
warrior one is warrior one, right? And it's different, or each teacher will have a different thing that they notice. Like, oh, that's really interesting that works for you. And then you take what works for you and then you leave behind and you forget what doesn't work for you. And then you become kind of an accumulation of all of those teachers and then all of mm-hmm. your own inner working. So then it becomes your own kind of mishmash or combination of all those things.
That is how it feels. That's a really great way to put it. It's your own mishmash.
Mishmash. Mishmash yoga. That's gonna be our
kind of strange
yoga style.
Yeah.
Are you into mishmash? Yeah, I'm into mishmash. How about you?
Yeah. I find it's like talking with people to be very similar. It's like, okay, I've got my thoughts. You've got your thoughts. Now let's just toss them in the pool in the middle here and see what happens. And then you usually come up with a whole new thing. And like, it's a little bit of you and it's a little bit of them.
What's the podcast about? Oh, it's mishmash.
Mishmash.
Yeah. I love mishmash. Mishmash.
Kind of sounds delicious.
A little bit of corn and mishmash.
Definitely sounds like a Thanksgiving dish.
Absolutely.
But yeah, what else has been going on this week? I wanted to talk about this on the show just because like I thought it was really touching. Is I got a really cool drawing in the mail this week. Like one of my clients sent it over to me. It was really cool because he just sent me a drawing that he made after like a service he had gotten from me. Yeah, he just sent it over to say thank you. And he thanked me for my service and said that it was like a light in a really dark time for him. And I've just been thinking about that all week. It was so nice.
So what was the drawing of?
It was a drawing of a bird. And it was like a very important bird to him. And he wrote me like a really long, heartfelt note. And it was just really nice. And it inspired me to tell people how I feel more often because they will really appreciate it.
By any chance, was it a red-winged blackbird?
Maybe. It is a blackbird with a red wing. You do have a good knowledge of birds, so I feel like you would know.
That's interesting because someone posted a picture of a drawing with a red-winged blackbird holding a card in our show flow notes for the podcast.
Oh, it was me.
Is that the card?
That is exactly.
That was you?
What a weird coincidence.
Yeah.
That is definitely me.
That is so sweet. I love that drawing. We'll have to put that drawing maybe as the show art that somebody actually made you a drawing to say thank you.
Yeah.
For your services. That's super great.
Very, very sweet.
It's amazing. Generosity can go a long way. And I think next week we can focus on generosity.
Yes.
As a topic. I have something I want to share with you, a project that I was introduced to last week at the conference, but there's just not enough time to really give it service or give it the respect it needs to really unpack this idea of generosity. And do you keep a gratitude journal, or have you ever done that, Kate?
You know, I'm just kind of starting to get into it. I've never done it officially, like with the intention of making it a gratitude journal, but usually my journaling ends up some version of that. So every day I try to at least acknowledge it in my head, and then maybe my journaling will turn into that. But do you do gratitude journaling?
I have. Yeah, I did a gratitude journal a couple of years ago. I took like 3 months and just wrote what I was thankful for every day. Aww. And I still have the journal. And it's really nice to look through it, because then you remember what makes you feel good. And it could be the smallest thing, like a good cup of coffee or something like that. Mm-hmm. Or something was on time and arrived and it wasn't broken. You know, whatever it is. You know, it doesn't have to be that complicated. But the thing about gratitude that works so well is that it's almost like an upward spiral. The more that you pay attention to gratitude, the more that you start noticing it in your life. And then that just adds to more mm-hmm. what we talked about last week. And more good things start coming your way. And it's not like they weren't there. It's just you start noticing. I'm more thankful for all those things.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's definitely a good practice. And while I can't do it every day, I am definitely thankful. And I think we're going to go more deeply into that next
week. I know. I'm like, I have so much more to say, but I also want to say it next week, because I kind of know what we have in store. So I'm like, all right.
Yeah. So I want to leave a call to action to our audience to think about what gratitude means to you, and maybe acts of gratitude, things that have happened to you. Let us know about.
Oh.
So if you're still listening to the show, yeah, share with us things that have happened to you or what you think about gratitude, dimensions of gratitude and thankfulness and gratefulness. And we'll lean into those. And we'll also put some comments out there. So if you didn't get this far in the show, you might be being like, oh, wow, I saw that post that you guys put up. And that's why that was there. Yeah, and now you're finally listening to the rest of the show.
Could I suggest a question?
Yeah, sure.
For the viewers.
The listeners.
The listeners at home. It would be cool to know if someone ever did something for you that made you feel appreciated and what it was. Do you think that's a good question?
Great. That's a great question. So if you received an act of kindness or gratitude or just a surprise that really made you feel recognized and appreciated, let us know. We'd love to share that with everybody. And let's start collecting those and sharing that with. And of course, if you send it to us, you're giving us permission to talk about it on the podcast.
Yes. So we'll probably shout you out.
So if it's something private, yeah, don't share with us. But we're so happy that that happened to you. Did anything like that happen to you this week? Did you receive any acts of kindness?
Yeah.
Just random? Like what happened to you?
Well, I got
the thank you card,
which was huge.
Yeah.
And then I got a thank you card from my sister for being in her wedding. And
I got one too. And I have it up on my wall. Yeah. Handwritten.
She has such good handwriting, doesn't she?
Yeah. I could read every word. And they were great. It was just such a heartfelt message.
I know. It was so sweet.
I don't have any other handwritten cards on my bulletin board. It's such a rare thing these days. I cherish it.
Like, oh my gosh, somebody still remembers how to write? What? Crazy.
Yeah, I know. I when I was at that conference, I decided to write it out. I filled an entire notebook with my notes and then I'm trying to go back. And I'm like, that was such a dumb idea. I can't read any of this. Who wrote this?
Oh my God. This is a whole topic I could get on my, like on a real tangent with, but like handwriting is such a lost art. I feel like I love looking at people's handwriting. I love situations where you get to see how people note take. I think it's so cool.
We need to get a calligrapher on the show, and we're going to start bringing in guests. So if you know a calligrapher, if you're listening, let us know. Or if you're a calligrapher, we'd love to talk to you.
We'll have to get really good at explaining things, because we'll
put it on the show idea list and we'll definitely do that one. Awesome.
Yeah. Awesome.
So it was a great week, and we want to thank everyone for taking the time to listen. It was a lot of information coming my way, but our calls to action to you is to share with you acts of kindness that have come to your way totally out of surprise. We'd love to hear about that. And you can leave those by either sending an email to adam@notsoweird.com, or you can leave us a comment as we post this episode on Facebook and Instagram and other places. Just if you listen, go back there and leave us that comment, and we'll bring it into the show next week with your permission. Or just send us feedback how you're liking the show. We already received a bunch of feedback. We thanked everybody at the beginning of the show, but we're so happy you're enjoying the show and we're just getting started. And how we're going to look at 3 months from now is going to be unrecognizable. It's going to be so much better. Mm-hmm. It's good now, but it's going to be so great. And it's great. Right now, though, in the moment. So really appreciate your time. Like, subscribe, and follow.
Yes, thank you.
Whatever you need to do.
Thank you so much for supporting, listening. Like, the outpouring of love was really, really touching. And yeah, I think because this is my first podcast that I've ever done, it's really interesting to me because, no offense, Dad, but sometimes you think, are people going to be into it? Like, who does this reach? What are we doing here?
Yeah, why would anybody want to listen to us?
Yeah, I mean, like, we love to listen to each other.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't answer that question.
Well, I also couldn't answer that question either. So it was cool to see that other people were responding to it saying, like, this is so cool. I love this concept. This is so wholesome. I am telling all my friends about it. Lots and lots of comments like that. It just... It was so encouraging, and also like, oh yeah, we do have a thing going here. This is pretty cool. So
yeah, and it's overwhelming how wonderful it is to receive that feedback.
Yeah,
and just knowing that you're listening and you're really enjoying this,
your encouragement goes a long way.
We know, we get it. And Kate and I have a really special relationship, and we just want to share that specialness with you, because when I'm with Kate, I get all these feel-good chemicals between us, and I know she does too. And then you do too, because you're just riding on that wave. And little by little, we'll start to open up the show to have guests. And, you know, if you're listening, you're probably going to come on the show sometime too. So, you know, we're just going to open it up and make it more available, because I think this is the kind of connection that the world really needs, right? Yeah. We've got a lot of healing to do after a couple of years of really bad headaches. And so hopefully this is this part of the solution. There's a lot of solutions, and this is could be one of them. And this is the small thing we can do. This is easy for us, but we can do the effort to make it available to more people, just so there's more feel good, right? Mm-hmm. There's more feel good. I think there's a lack of feel good. There's a lot of complaining and moaning.
Yeah.
And there's a good reason for it, but we're here to rejoice and be thankful and grateful for all.
I think that connection is one of the reasons to be alive. So
that's right.
It's nice to have more connection.
That's why we're here. Thank you so much, Kata, for your time.
Aw, thank you. It's always fun.
Yeah. I look forward to our next conversation.
Yeah.
Oh, so sweet. Big hugs.
Big hugs.
I missed you so much.
Oh, yeah. Miss you too, Dad. Aww. And thank you to our audience. We love you.
Yeah, we love you. We love you, audience. And we'll talk to you next week.
Talk to you next week.
Hasta luego, muchachos.
Huevos.
Huevos.
That was all I got.
Cheros.
That was the one Spanish word that came to my brain instantly.
huevos.